In the sixth month, the angel Gabriel was sent from God to a city of Galilee named Nazareth, to a virgin betrothed to a man whose name was Joseph of the house of David, and the virgin's name was Mary. 6 months since he had appeared to Zechariah to announce the miraculous opening of Elizabeth's womb, the angel Gabriel came from God to the insignificant town of Nazareth to a seemingly insignificant virgin girl named Mary. She was of the house of David, as was her betrothed, Joseph, though being of that esteemed house didn't mean a whole lot in her present circumstances. Betrothed to be married was something more than an engagement to be married today, for it was actually contractual. A price had been paid by Joseph to Mary's family in order to marry her. Documents were signed by the heads of households to seal the agreement. Though the couple would not live with each other for another 9 months to a year, they were considered man and wife, with consummation of the marriage to come after the waiting period. Why the waiting period? To ensure that the bride was not pregnant to another man. Verse 28. And the angel came to her and said, "Greetings, O favored one, the Lord is with you." Or maybe you've heard it this way: "Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee." The Greek for favored one may be translated as one who has been shown grace. She was of no merit. She was just a poor girl in a backwoods village. God did not choose her for anything in herself, but entirely out of his grace. It was a gracious action of God to send the angel to her, and the angel came proclaiming specifically God's grace to her. The Lord had chosen her, and the Lord was with her and would be with her. She was called full of grace, and rightly so, as we will see. Verse 29, but she was greatly troubled at the saying and tried to discern what sort of greeting this might be. It's interesting to note that it wasn't the angel so much that troubled her as it was the angel's words. Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with you. She's not made proud by this. Rather, she, though likely an adolescent, maybe very young, tries to discern what is going on. Was this really the word of God? And if it was, to what end was it being proclaimed to her? Verse 30, and the angel said to her, "Do not be afraid, Mary, for you have found favor with God." And so the angel answers her first question. Yes, this is the word of God. You have, by his grace, indeed found favor with God. Her second question, to what end? The angel continued, "And behold, you will conceive in your womb and bear a son, and you shall call his name Jesus. He will be great and will be called the Son of the Most High. And the Lord God will give to him the throne of his father David, and he will reign over the house of Jacob forever, and of his kingdom there will be no end." Though a virgin, she will conceive and bear a son. And he shall be called Jesus, meaning the Lord is salvation. Jesus will save his people, not in the way that his people expected, but very much in the way that they needed. And though she was, apart from God's grace, of no account, and from a no-account village, her son will be great, for he is the Son of the Most High God. Fulfilling the Davidic covenant, God the Father will give to Jesus the throne of his forefather David. But Jesus' reign would be eternal, his kingdom never ending. Verse 34, and Mary said to the angel, "How will this be, since I am a virgin?" How will this be? When the angel had come to Zechariah to announce the miracle that God would perform in the womb of Elizabeth, Zechariah also asked a question. His question was, "How shall I know this?" And God bound Zechariah's tongue so that he would not speak again until the birth of his son, John. Why? Because the question indicated something. The question indicated that he didn't believe the word of God. Mary asked, "How will this be?" What's the difference between their two questions? "How shall I know this?" demands a sign. Zechariah said, "Okay, prove it. Give me proof." Mary's question already believed. How will this be? There's no doubt in her question. There's no doubt that God could and even would do exactly what he said he would do. But she is rightly amazed because she was a virgin. So she asks, "How will this be?" Luke 1:35, "And the angel answered her, 'The Holy Spirit will come upon you, and the power of the Most High will overshadow you. Therefore, the child to be born will be called Holy, the Son of God.' And just as the Holy Spirit hovered above the waters at creation, and just as the Most High God overshadowed the tabernacle, and the glory of God filled it, so it would be for Mary. Jesus Christ would be conceived by the Holy Spirit and born of the Virgin Mary. And unlike any other child born to a woman, Jesus would be holy. He would be sinless from conception because he is God. He is God made man." Verses 36 and 37. "And behold, your relative Elizabeth in her old age has also conceived a son. And this is the sixth month with her who was called barren. For nothing will be impossible with God." And though she didn't ask, God in his grace gave her what? A sign. The sign is her relative Elizabeth, old and barren. She had also conceived a son. And the sign proved this truth: nothing will be impossible with God. Just as a barren womb had conceived, so would a virgin one. But Mary's miracle was far greater, because unlike Elizabeth, she was in fact a virgin. Nothing will be impossible for God, even that which seems to us more impossible. Verse 38, "And Mary said, 'Behold, I am the servant of the Lord. Let it be to me according to your word.' And the angel departed from her." As we have seen, Mary was young, but she was also discerning. It would not have escaped her that a pregnancy during her betrothal could be disastrous. Not only could she lose her marriage, she could lose her family. There would be societal consequences which could be lifelong and devastating. In fact, she could lose everything. And yet she humbly submitted to God, recognizing her place. "I am a servant of the Lord." And she boldly trusted God. "Let it be to me according to your word." Unlike us, who must often pray, "Lord, I believe, help my unbelief," Mary simply believed. "Let it be to me according to your word." And this is just as Abraham had before her. Romans chapter 4, beginning with verse 18. "In hope, Abraham believed against hope that he should become the father of many nations, as he had been told, 'So shall your offspring be.' He did not weaken in faith when he considered his own body, which was as good as dead, since he was about 100 years old, or when he considered the barrenness of Sarah's womb. No unbelief made him waver concerning the promise of God, but he grew strong in his faith as he gave glory to God, fully convinced that God was able to do what he had promised. That is why his faith was counted to him as righteousness. But the words that was counted to him were not written for his sake alone, but for ours also." Why? because it will be counted to us who believe in him, who raised from the dead Jesus our Lord, who was delivered up for our trespasses and raised for our justification. Abraham simply believed God's word, and it was counted to him as righteousness. Abraham simply believed God's word, and God's word opened Sarah's womb. Mary simply believed God's word, and it was counted to her as righteousness. Mary simply believed God's word, and God's word conceived a son in her womb. A little aside, I read this week that Martin Luther believed that the moment of conception in Mary was the moment that the angel spoke God's word to her. It happened right in that moment. We don't know, but it's an amazing idea. The word did that work. And so it is now that God's word conceives faith in the heart of the one who believes and fills it with his grace. Romans 10:17. So faith comes from hearing, and hearing through the word of Christ. Mary believed God's word and carried Christ in her womb. Today, believe God's word and carry Christ in your heart. And let this be a true proclamation to you. Hail, believer, full of grace, the Lord is with you. Amen.